nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
All right. So this is an appendix, because when time you have a correlated breakdown, I said that everything branches out, bunches up nicely. But how do you measure it? I mean, how do you say that something is correlated versus something is uncorrelated? Is there an objective measure? And until 1906, of course, nobody could measure it. And before 1960, it was solved in 1906, this problem. But until 1970s, nobody knew that the problem was solved. Mandelbrot solved it, and I'll tell you the essence of the story, how to measure the spatial correlation. So what you have, let's say, we have a surface has a dimension of 2. We know, we learn, and when we are small, in geometry classes, our professor says or our teacher says that it has a dimension of 2. A line has a dimension of 1. And a dot, a point, has a dimension of 0, right? So this is something we know. But of course, you could ask this question, and as I did when I was younger, was that, you know, when I draw a line, of course, the line has a finite width. And the teacher will say, no, that doesn't count. Take a sharper pencil. That will be a better line. But how do you know? I mean, what is 1D, what is 0D, and what is 2D? In order to understand that, this question was answered by the Mandelbrot in the following way. And this is algorithm, and look at this algorithm. So if you take this two-dimensional surface, let's say I divide it into, and by the way, so if I can say that if this is 2D, 1D, and 0D, now this structure, I cannot say it's 2D because there are holes in the system on the bottom left. There are holes in the system. So it's not really 2D. Now it's not 1D because 1D would be one point. And there are many points like this. It's almost like a 2D but not quite. It's not like a 0D. What is this? And what about this? If you have a random set of sticks thrown on the ground, then it's not 2D, it's not 1D. What is that? So the question is, can you answer? Because remember, the picture that we had, random branching, that was neither 2D, not 1D. It was some mixture in between. So we'll want to answer how that works. So this is the answer. Something called a box counting method. So the idea is that you take whatever surface you have and divide into two. In the X and Y, this is two. So, in a two-dimensional surface, when you halved the sides, then the number of box occupied, the surface occupied, is 4. When, in the blue, for a line, when you halved it, sides, the line went through 2 of the boxes, and the remaining 2 were empty. And so, the number of occupied box, that is capital N, is 2. And for the green point, when you halved it, only one of the boxes contained the green point. So the number of occupied box is 1. Now you can see this process, you can continue. You can say that when I have 1/4, I mean I divide it into 4, then the number of occupied boxes is 16, number of occupied boxes for the line is 4, and number of occupied box for the green point is still 1, because point is supposed to be small, it cannot be in the multiple 1, let's say, 0th order. So therefore, you can, if you continue, you can immediately realize that the number of occupied boxes will be going as h squared, right, for the plane, because that becomes 4, becomes 16, and in 1D, it will become h to the power 1, because if you have divided it up into 4 pieces, 4 of them were diagonally occupied, so h to the power 1. And what about h to the power 0? What is h to the power 0? H to the power 0 is 1, right? And so therefore, a point has just one box always, so therefore it's 1. And so therefore, what is the dimension of this surface? On the left-hand side, look at the red exponent. So the exponent tells you what is the dimension of the surface, right? In this case, it's two-dimensional. One-dimensional, the blue exponent is 1. And zero-dimensional, for the point, green point, is 8 equals 0. So how would you do it? The trick is, so you keep dividing any picture you want to know the fractal dimension of, then you keep dividing it and counting how many boxes are occupied. Plot in the x-axis the division, right, the number of divisions, and on the y-axis you plot the number of boxes occupied. And you do it in a log-log plot. If you do in a log-log plot, what will happen? What will be the slope of that line? The dimension of that surface. So for a planar, the red line, the slope will be 2. For line, the slope will be 1. And for a dot, the slope would be 0. And so therefore, this tells you what is the dimension of a classical object. These are all Euclidean objects. Euclid knew about all this. And so therefore, I'm going to show you in a second. So if you have a random surface like this, just do this counting. Just put in a computer, repeatedly divide and see how many boxes had this. Just count them. And if you count them, that one, you will actually get a line. If the line, if the number of sticks is very few, your line will be closer to the blue because it will essentially look like a one-dimensional thing. On the other hand, if the line is very dense, lots of things, it will almost be saturated. So therefore, as a function of density, this magenta line will rotate from the blue and gradually go to the red. So that fractal dimension will continuously evolve. So when I said the fractal dimension of the breakdown of the lightning and all is 1.7, what I meant was that it is not a line, right? A line would be vertical. That's a box percolation. In the box percolation, a vertical line goes. So that will be equal to the blue line. If I did a counting, that will be like a blue line. On the other hand, if I do it in this correlated breakdown, this would be not 2D. 2D would be everywhere. It would be 1.7. This exponent would be 1.7.
Should it always be linear? Why can't it be
I'm getting there. Yeah, so assume that what might happen, that's a good question. Let me tell you in reference to that. So this is the definition of ideal definition. If it is a linear thing, then you can define one dimension, one characteristic dimension and assign it to that object. If it is not a straight line, then you define a different object, and that is what I want to tell you now. Assume that the green point is really a point with some finite dimension. In the beginning, as you are subdividing, in the beginning, it will always be one point occupied. But then, as the division becomes finer and finer, then you can see this green line will turn around and start becoming a three-dimensional object as you divide further and further. So therefore, you know, a point, a earth from far out, it may look like a point. But for us who are on the earth in the same length scale, earth is not a point. Earth is three-dimensional. So that is another thing that was missing in Euclidean geometry. Euclidean geometry didn't have the role of the observer. A ant on a ball and a giant hitting the ball, these two things are not the same. So geometry is context or observer specific, and this will reflect it. Whatever is your length scale, you should stay and operate in that regime. And then if you are into a different regime, take that physics and do the physics in that geometrical space associated with that dimension. And so what you can do is, again, this is a picture just to show how it is done. So you keep dividing. You keep dividing with this grid, putting a grid and seeing how many boxes are occupied. On the y-axis, log of n, I'm showing you how many boxes are occupied. And on the x-axis, the division. So 1 over 8, if 8 is half, then it will be log of 2. Log of 4 and so on and so forth. And so therefore, if you do this, keep doing this over and over again, then you'll see for that one, the fractal dimension is 1.54. For this density, the dimension is neither 1D nor 2D. But look at how straight the line is. And therefore, if I do my physics on this fractal dimension, it will be good. The point I want to make is just I want to give you one other example and then be done with it. This is my last slide. This is a, for example, a random network where the blue points are occupied, red points are unoccupied. And you can do the same thing. Divide it up and get the fractal dimension of the blue points, occupied points. And you will get 1.88, let's say. Right? It's like a 2D almost. You have another one. You have another one. So this is one lightning. This is another lightning. Two lightnings are never the same. But if you did the box counting physics, you will again get the fractal dimension. So they are identical. So when I said fractal dimension of breakdown, correlated breakdown was 1.7, I did not mean that if you take five samples, they will look the same. But if you counted the underlying geometry of that structure, spatial structure, they are all the same. So this is how you measure the spatial correlation of defect generation in the system. So this would be an appendix that you can take a little later on, take a look and see whether you understood it. Okay? Thank you.